You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Oh, this is a really fizzy intro.
Just chuck another compressor on it and get a couple more bubbles in there.
Cocktail Corner has arrived. This is the highlight of everyone's week up here at BFM because the good folks of K-Road come in and make us a delicious cocktail. This evening we've got a bar which I've heard about but I haven't been able to find yet.
I know where it is. I got told.
You just been told where it is?
Yeah.
Sly. Tell us more. Freddie from Sly, tell us about Sly. What's Sly?
Sly is a little hidden secret kind of speakeasy. 1920s influence, I guess, with a modern touch. So you got to find the door. There's no signage. There's no...
Is that what a speakeasy is?
Yeah.
Is that like the definition?
Yeah, well, remember... Well, you probably don't remember, but in the 1920s, when alcohol was prohibited in America, people used to drink at illegal bars.
Okay.
Down in basements and up in attics and stuff like that. Mm. So it became... Like, the term speakeasy came from a lady named Kate Hester, I believe, and she was asking the patrons to speakeasy because didn't want to alert the cops that you know, drinking was going down. So
I'm glad I asked that story.
So there you go. So that's the little story. So yeah, so I decided to do something a little bit different, I guess, and we've become a cocktail bar now by default. It wasn't the plan. We just wanted to do like a cool little space for people to relax. And
if people get a bit rowdy, you're like, hey. Do you just kind of go, hey?
No, you don't have to shush inside the bar.
Sweet.
But
how true to the cause you guys are?
Oh, so. It's pretty true because, I mean, you can't see anything. You walk into a weird room with Linda, the mannequin.
Do I just open the door or do I knock on the door?
You got to find the door.
Okay.
That's a hidden, that's a hidden door. When you walk into the room, you don't see any door.
Okay. So you've got to find the door on K Road.
There's a door in there. So there's a blue door. You walk in, you know, you walk into the room.
Too much, actually.
And then once you're in the red room, there's a red room.
Okay.
Once you're in the red room, you got to find the door.
Sweet.
Well, there you go. So I've had people stuck in there for like 10 minutes trying to work it out. I've had people
Where are the videos that I used to come and watch?
So, yeah. No, there's none of that going on anymore. But
now, what is you just sort of alluded to the fact that Sly specialise in cocktails now?
Well, we 90% of what we sell. Cocktails, but we've got beer on tap as well. We've got a whole range of spirits, and we've got I'm trying to stock a good range of American bourbons, good quality bourbons and whiskeys, you know, because it's an American concept, I guess, so I'm just trying to stick to that.
Some kind of moonshine situation.
Yeah, we're going to have moonshine soon, hoping, so yeah.
What sort of hours do you keep?
At the moment, we do Tuesday to Saturday, 5 till late. We're licensed until 2 o'clock, but... You know.
Do any food? Anything?
Yeah, man. We specialise in gourmet hot dogs.
There we go.
So we've got
sauerkraut? Feature sauerkraut?
Yeah, we do. We've got...
that's my favourite.
We've got a bunch. Yeah, well, it's one of the best sellers too. We've kind of themed them. We've got a Japanese one. We've got a French one with... what is it? Beef and mushroom sausage, brie cheese and caramelized onions. And we've got a German one with sauerkraut and frankfurter. We've got a classic American one. We've got a Moroccan one with merguez, harissa.
Oh.
Yeah. So we try and... It's simple food, but it's good food. Mm. Good quality stuff. So
I'm sold.
Mm.
Now, what's on the cards for cocktails this evening?
Tonight we're going to do one of the popular ones that we've got at the bar. It's called El Diablo. And we use mezcal, gracias a Dios, mezcal, so quite smoky tequila. And we sort of pair that with creme de cassis, which is blackcurrant liqueur, I guess.
Yeah.
Bit of lime and some delicious Fever Tree smoked ginger ale. So that... makes it even more amazing than the traditional ginger ale.
People are vibing on the mezcal at the minute, eh? Have you noticed that, everyone?
Yeah, that's what I'm told. I mean,
I guess 'tis the season, is that sort of... not Christmas. I mean,
gin is everywhere.
Yeah.
Gin is just the big thing. Mezcal might be up and coming. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, El Diablo is quite popular, so we serve it in a skull.
Right.
And
I see that now. Okay,
yeah, cool. Little skull.
It's got a little.
So, yeah.
So talk us through it. What are the ingredients? How do I make this?
Okay, so how you make this? So you got your tumbler. You do an ounce, which is 30 mils in normal talk. 30 mils of mezcal.
What sort of mezcal have we got? It's really smoky.
So gracias a Dios.
Huge.
Gracias a Dios.
So looks like a young angel with a moustache and some kind of gold blindfold.
On the cover.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
So these guys do a range. They've got different ones. This is one of the smokier ones.
Shout out to John for keeping notes with a yellow highlighter. That's
it. It's just like a pen. In usual fashion, BFM has no working pens.
Surely there's an app for that. Yeah.
So chuck some ice in your.
Oh, yeah, into tumbler. This is into a tumbler.
So yeah, into a tumbler.
Shake it into
with
a shaker.
Ice. Shake it.
Shake it with ice.
30 mils of mezcal, half an ounce of creme de cassis.
This I need to smell, by the way.
15 mils.
This is black currant, or maybe like.
Yeah, it's good for you. Put a straw in there.
Oh, yo. It does. It smells like Old Mate Ribena, but it's obviously got a little bit of.
Yeah, well, some customers have referred to El Diablo as an adult.
John loves to smell
an adult Ribena.
There you go. Is it got
smells
a punch
good.
To it?
Smells delicious.
I need to have a look at this and I need to investigate.
So we've got Mexico, we've got France represented.
Yeah, creme de cassis is like all the creams, like you know, the cream stuff, like creme de menthe and all that. It's cocktails.
That grape stuff, is this French?
Yeah, creme de cassis, yeah.
Cassis?
Mm-hmm.
And
what else can I tell you? Normally, I mean, it's better to use fresh lime juice, but I've got my little bottle here, so we do 30 mils of that.
Anyone know the price of limes at the minute?
Are we fresh lime juice?
Out of season, so probably expensive.
Yeah, expensive. Money is no object, though, so.
Fuck yeah.
So there you go. So it's pretty easy. And then shake it. Until the tumbler gets really cold.
How do you feel it in the hand?
Yeah, you'll kind of see it. But you feel it, yeah. Enough.
Someone is saying that they made it into the foyer with the mannequin, but that's as far as they got. Seemed very discreet.
Yeah, so the mannequin is Linda. Mm. She doesn't say much, and she tends to freak people out.
Someone else has found it by accident.
Yeah, they said great cocktails, cool portraits around these dudes that are there. These dudes.
What?
Someone stole Linda's wig, and they're kind of admitting to it.
Yeah, someone stole her wig and don't know if I can say that on air, but she had a boob out when I found her.
Mm.
That's unnecessary.
So that was, she had a rough night.
I would have accepted the putting the wig on the boob.
No, she had, she wears a nice little
but at least
black
you still have
cocktail
the wig.
Dress.
You still have the wig.
But yeah. I came out and the wig was gone, boob out, yeah.
Someone's also said that Sly is the...
This is really
something heavy. Best. It's a heavy swear word.
Oh, nice.
But I can't say it on
nice.
Air. They said, you're the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're the beep, 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 beep.
The best. Shitting best, I think it was.
Well, that's so nice to hear because we do try. So,
okay,
if people enjoy it. We're about to strain. So, your tumbler's very cold. Get rid of all that ice.
Where did we get to on that, though? Did the person going to bring the wig back? Did you get the wig back at all?
Oh, no. We had to get a new wig.
Oh, man.
No, the wig was gone.
It's kind of a heavy.
And a beer glass as well.
Oh, man.
Took the wig.
Sounds like
glass.
A rough crowd.
Once you
generally,
get in there.
Crowd is really good, but occasionally.
Not that night.
You're trying your hardest at Sly.
Occasionally, you know.
Oh, mate,
oh,
this is a
fantastic.
Great pour, by the way. Freddie has just nailed that pour. I thought that was going to go all over the desk, but not in this case.
No.
He's just poured it into it's a very thin neck.
It's like a mini clear skull that if it was massive, you'd have these jelly beans in there and you'd guess the amount.
Skull of my enemy. Speaking of jelly beans, we got free jelly beans on the bar as well for patrons to help themselves too. So now it's in the skull.
topping with I've got the fever tree.
Yep, fever tree, smoked ginger ale. It's delicious.
Okay, okay. Yeah, well, the skull's like almost halfway, or over halfway full, and he's topping it up now with some...
So it foams quite a bit, so...
The colour is so superb. It's gone nice and pink now. Sort of an adult pink, I'd call it.
It foams quite a bit. Did I say it smokes quite a bit? No, it foams. So normally I top it right up and I have a bit of foam coming out. Don't want to make a mess on your desk.
On the desk that's got like someone's phone number carved into it.
Yeah. So I think this look...
Is that a lemon?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a lemon, but my girlfriend packed a lemon for me. Normally we
girlfriend use, gives you lemons, you make a mint cocktail. Cheers.
Normally we use limes, but so
they're pricey. Obviously, I do like to ask how much they are.
The cocktails?
No.
Oh, the lemons, limes. The limes.
Yeah, limes, man, they fluctuate. It's heavy. Yeah, that's great though. I'm enjoying this. So that's what the straw's for. There you go. Sweet. You don't have to lip it at all. You just
there you go.
Hold your little John. Should we go over to John boy? He's been waiting patiently over here.
So normally it's a bit fuller than this because, but I don't want to make.
Get a picture of the man in his cocktail, that's nice. Lovely. There you go. Cheers,
man. No worries, I hope you enjoy it.
Beautiful, it's like the straw's gone into the head of the skeleton and John's gonna just sit the brains out.
Suck the brains out. Hopefully you enjoy it.
It looks really cool. Where'd these glasses come from?
We bought a whole bunch of them on K Road, actually.
You might want to move the straw.
Oh, it's really smoky. It's the really mezcal is really smoky.
Yeah, it's sweet and smoky.
I didn't smell the mezcal, actually.
So it's not for everyone. Delicious. Not for everyone, but.
Oh, yeah, it is.
If you like sweet, it's not for you.
It's great.
I love sweet.
If you don't like a smoky flavor, it's not for you.
Love sweet.
Nice and dry. Nice, dry, smoky, sweet cocktail.
Would you say it's
You are right on the American.
It's
been
great on a bike. Because it's very. Apart from the fizz. Excuse me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Awesome.
It'd be great with a hot dog.
It's a buzzy combo, actually.
Yeah, man.
The smoky and the... Which hot dog, John? Which one?
The one with sauerkraut in it.
Yeah, man, sauerkraut.
Did you try it? You went over home?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I've tried it. I've got all the things.
A thousand times. I try it every night, every time I make one. So...
Every night at Sly Bar, by the way, everyone. That's what we're doing.
Anything coming up in the near future at Sly that people need to know about?
Can I put a door handle on the door or anything?
No, okay, cool. Definitely no door handles, no signage. Small little improvements. We've got a neon.
Glue the wig down, that kind of shit.
Yeah, glue the wig. We've got a neon that's being made for us at the moment.
Right, nice.
We've got little bits and pieces, just trying to improve on things and air conditioning.
Who's making the neon?
Radical.
That's a rare kind of...
Radical neon in Ponsonby.
Perfect.
Great boys. So we may look at doing some live music at some stage, but not in, probably in the new year or... In a few months, not just yet. I don't feel we're quite ready for that.
Just nail everything down. Hey, Freddie, thank you very much. Freddie from Sly Bar.
Thank you so much.
Up there on K Road, you just got to find find it for yourself.
Kia ora, bro.
Blue Door.
I'm excited.
Great
explore,
cocktail.
Everyone. K Road, the depths of K Road, it's a beautiful thing.
K Road is becoming really cool now.
All right.
Agreed.
Sweet. Hey, cheers, mate. Great cocktail.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you up there.
All right.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.